Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson. I'm Rami Makhlouf, and here's what you have to pick from in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane. Right lane, Brewers 25-17 at the quarter mark. Can they keep it up? Left lane, what do you think the Bucks power structure should be? And the return lane, what's the longest you've ever waited in line for something? 414, and what was that thing? 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057 FM The Math. Doing the math, Sparky. Brewers, 25 wins at the quarter mark. You multiply that by four, they're on pace for 100 wins. I'm not even asking you necessarily if they can keep up this clip in terms of winning. I'm just talking about the quality of play. But when we talked about this earlier, it sounded to me like you thought 100 games was in the ballpark of a realistic expectation.
It doesn't sound realistic, right? But in the beginning of the year, what did I say? Special. Had that special
you
feel
did.
To it after
yes,
the first
week
of the season.
It made you feel
whatever.
All tingly down there.
All tingling said, you start thinking about 100 wins, you're going to be tingling too.
You had meant 88 as your official prediction.
They get to 100 wins, everybody's going to have that tingling feeling if they get to 100 wins in this town. I just think if you look at how they've been played, they haven't played great, right? The hitting hasn't been great. The starting pitching, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. I don't think that's been great. The bullpen has been dominant, and that's the one aspect that maybe you can say maybe it's playing over their head a little bit. But for me, why can't they play 6-7 games over 500 in every quarter of the season? I don't think that's an impossible thing to ask for going forward, considering they haven't gotten hot yet. They're going to probably, well, can't guarantee it, but you would think that at some point they're going to get hot and everything's going to click. And once that does, they're going to steamroll some people for a little bit. But until that point gets here, to not play your best baseball and to still be sitting here, what, 7-8 games over 500? Pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the starting pitching has been better than expected. Other than that, I can't really disagree with much of what you said. I don't think we've seen this lineup get going yet. I really don't think we have. I don't think we've seen Kane and Yelich at their hottest. We haven't seen, well, Eric Thames did have it going in April, but we haven't seen any production out of second base, and I don't expect a lot, but I expect better than what I've seen. I expect better from Orlando Arcia a little bit. I expect much more from Travis Shaw. I expect more from Manny Pena. I mean, as far as the lineup in the offense goes, I think there is room for improvement, and it does sound crazy to say, but when you consider all those factors and the fact that despite that, they're sitting there at 25-17, I mean, you got to start thinking that at least 90 to 100 wins might be a realistic possibility. But do you think the Brewers can keep it up? If not the pace of wins, just the quality of play. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. Moving to the left lane. The Bucks trying to line up their organization this offseason. We know that they're looking for a head coach. Messina and Budenholzer appear to be the two finalists who they're talking to today in New York about the head coaching job. But GE, should they stop there? Should there be a president of basketball operations? What do you think the Bucks' power structure should be?
I think we have learned in sports or in any walk of life, there's more than one way to skin a cat. I mean, there's A, B, C, D, E, F. I mean, you can go down the alphabet. I mean, that's kind of where it works. But I think when you start putting words together, you're using multiple words to form a word, to form a sentence. I think when you do that with the Milwaukee Bucks, you can do different things, but you got to make it work. Now, the Milwaukee Bucks have a unusual situation with ownership where one guy owns it for 5 years, another guy owns it for 5 years, not necessarily owns it, but has an idea which way they want to go with the team. And that's not necessarily healthy or good. They've got to make sure that everybody is pulling in the same direction. It just feels like that they're not that way. They can have a situation where they have all these guys together, but it's got to be one voice. I think they just got to figure out who that one voice is, and they just haven't really done that quite yet.
You'd be okay with that being the next head coach? You'd be okay with them hiring
a president? They don't need another guy. I mean, they got enough.
Oh, so you would keep it in-house?
Yeah, they don't need another guy.
And either say Peter Fagan, you're the guy, or John Horst,
you're
the guy.
Yeah, just whoever that guy is, they just need a guy. I mean, even if it's Lazary or Edens, then you're the guy. I mean, that would be much like the owner for the, well, used to be the Dallas Cowboys.
Or Al Davis.
Or Al Ravers. Davis. Yep. You're the guy. But see, they don't have that. It's a multitude of people that are making decisions. The right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. If they could just say the buck stops here with me, and I think, but still, they all come together though, Rami, and but with one voice.
I wouldn't mind seeing John Horst handed the final say on player decisions, because no, he doesn't have any sort of track record for us to go on, Sparky. But if you're gonna do that, let him do that. I don't need to see the meddling from Lazary, from Edens, from Fagan, from anybody else. There are too many cooks in the kitchen, too many voices in the room, it seems, when decisions are being made, which is in part why it seems John Horst got the job in the first place. I'd like to see a president of basketball operations. I don't want to see the head coach being president of basketball operations. I think that's too much for anybody's plate except for maybe Greg Popovich.
And you got R.C. Buford there as general manager.
But I agree with Gary. There is more than one way to skin a cat, but they need to skin this cat some way, somehow, because what they've been doing is not working.
No, I don't think it's working out that well either. And I don't see it changing, to be honest with you. If they were going to hire a president of basketball operations, that would have been done already. That could have been done very quickly. There's probably a handful of guys out there they could have talked to, got that done, and let that guy then bring in whatever he wants for general manager, or if he wants to be general manager, and then bring in whoever you want to be as head coach. Done. I mean, that's the end of the process. If they wanted to give up control or power, I think they would have done that already. I don't think they want to. I think they like it the way it's set up. Everybody that's involved in the process gets a say in what happens, and they go from there. So I don't see that happening. I think if either one of these guys, Messina, the San Antonio Spurs assistant, who's a finalist for this job, interviewing in New York today, according to Agent Wojnarowski, as is Budenholzer, the former Hawks head coach, I think both of these guys are probably going to have to accept the fact that you're going to be a coach and nothing more. And that's the way it's going to go. But if it was me, yeah, I'd have a president of basketball operations for sure.
So that's the left lane. Asking you, what do you think the Bucks' power structure should be? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. Moving to the return lane, what's the longest you've ever waited online for something, and what was that thing? 414-799-1250. Sparky, tell the people what you're going to be doing early, early tomorrow morning. Not even bright and early, earlier than bright and early, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. This is the plan as of right now, unless something changes. But the plan is to go stand in line to have that new store open in Oak Creek tomorrow morning on Drexel. That, again, they're not only going to allow people in the parking lot at 5 a.m. So the plan is to be there as close to 5 a.m. as possible, or maybe a little bit earlier, and then stand out there for 4 hours or whatever it's going to be before they let us in to go do your thing. Now, I'm not really interested in shopping, per se. I'm going to try and win these gift cards. That's what I want. So if I can come out of that thing with a gift card, it's all worth it at the end of the day to me.
What if you don't get a gift card?
Then I get back in my car and I go home.
So you could literally go there and spend 4 hours of your time waiting.
Not win a gift card, and it's not worth it. Sure. Absolutely.
You're not going shopping. No. You're not getting a gift card.
I just want the gift card. That's the only thing I'm going for. And I believe the highest gift card they're going to give away is like $2,000, $2,500, something like that. So that would be the greatest gift card to get. But even if I got a gift card for like $100 or whatever, heck, take it, done. Because I'm going to be there a lot, right? Family loves going there, so I know we're going to be there a lot. So that could save me a bunch of money, and it takes 4 hours of my time. Whatever.
Is it true?
Totally worth it.
I've never been to an IKEA. Is it true that there's one path through the store, and that you have, like, there's no straying from the path?
Well, I can't speak for every IKEA. They've got 39 locations, but... In this
you know
IKEA,
how many locations there are?
Yeah, at this, I do. Yeah,
Gary, do you know how many locations of anything there are?
No.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, all over.
Except
it.
For the ones that are one of a kind. I know how many
right.
of those there are.
Yeah, there's only one Lambeau Field.
There's one. I couldn't tell you how many Dave and Buster's there are. I couldn't tell you how many Wendy's there are.
No, Wendy's. Tell you. I can find out, but
yeah,
I don't know right now.
But you just knew that off the top of your head. There are 39 yeah. locations. Like, you work for them or something, man.
Correct. So this is the deal. So
are you going to wait in line, or are you going to rob these places?
No.
And are
it's
you
like
applying
casing
for
them out?
Are you applying no. for a job, or are you going no. for a gift card?
I'm going for a gift card. But this is as far as to answer your question that you asked. I don't know if you're being
yes,
serious or you're just screwing around.
No, I'm serious.
But in this Oak Creek location, as of right now, And the store manager, I don't think, wants to keep it this way. But as of right now, they have shortcuts in the store to jump from one section to another.
God.
If you choose to use them, they're swinging doors. So if you hop out a swinging door, if you look at the map that they give you or you can get, you can hop into another part of the store. But otherwise, yes, everybody kind of goes on one path. I don't take shortcuts. We just follow the path. But you can shortcut it.
What? What's up?
Does that sound like an amusement park?
Yes, it does a little bit.
You can hop in or take shortcuts.
You can get a fast pass.
Yeah, pretty much to a different section. Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what it is.
Get that fast pass, Steve.
I'm not a big fan of the shortcuts there because I think if you're working there, it probably lends to problems because you're kind of going behind everything to get to the next section where I'm assuming there's going to be workers milling about back and forth in the store.
I don't like the idea. But I'm sure IKEA is a fine place and has fine products at fine prices, but I just don't like the idea of being forced to walk one certain way through a store and forcing me to spend a certain amount of time in that store and look at a certain amount of your product.
Yeah,
I just want to get in, get what I want, and get out. That's how I shop.
But you will be able to. Once you go through it once and you understand where everything is, then that's exactly what it'll be. It'll be like going to Target or some other store. You know where it is. You go to that section, you get what you want, you go to the cashier, and you check out. But those that don't go to this place a lot, that don't know it, I think they said the average time spent in this place is 2 hours. And I'm guessing if you're going there tomorrow, it's going to take you a lot longer than 2 hours to get through because there's going to be so many people.
So we've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show and learned a little bit about IKEA with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Here's what you have to pick from. Right lane, Brewers 25-17 at the quarter mark. Can they keep it up? Left lane, what do you think the Bucks' power structure should be? And the return lane, what's the longest you've waited in line for something? And what was that thing? 414-799-1250. No need to wait in line for Brooklyn and Sheetz. You just order them online, right, Sparky?
Need a good sleep tonight, man.
Yeah, you
think? I need a good sleep tonight. If I'm getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go try this thing, brooklinen.com allows you to have that good sleep. You realize you spend over a third of your life in your sheets? It's the huge difference.
That's if you're sleeping enough. And I don't spend a third of my life in my sheets. I wish I did, but
true.
I don't. Yeah.
That's a good point. Not everybody sleeps as much as they should sleep. But if you do, you're spending a third of your life in your sheets. And I never was a person that bought into this sheet is better than that sheet, or this sheet is better than that one, or spend all this money on sheets. I would never bought into that. Just whatever. Didn't care what was on my bed. Just something to sleep on. I'm good. As long as I don't have to sleep, but just on the bare mattress. And then I discovered Brooklyn and sheets and discovered, okay, well, this is a difference maker. This is pretty much the sheets that you get at some high-end hotel that you just dream of having on your bed every day. That's not exactly something that you could afford necessarily. But now they have luxury bedding that's underpriced at brooklinen.com. You have to try these sheets today. Again, no unnecessary markups and fees. Did you realize that most bedding is marked up as much as 300% that you buy in the store or online? That is crazy. Brooklinen Sheets named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. My Brooklinen Sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've slept on. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for the big show listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code Sparky at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Sparky at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Sparky. Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
Saladino to center field. Pollock a long run. Can't get it. It's going to go up the wall. Yelich will score. Saladino rounding third. Eddie Cedar waving him around. Throw to the plate. And safe at home. It's Saladino, an inside the park home run.
This is a very good baseball team. Tough to beat them. We're at their place, so good start to the series. You know, we did the job.
The highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, then Craig Counsell afterwards talking about the 25-17 Brewers subject of the right lane in Great Lakes Dragway pick a lane this evening. Do you think that they can keep up this pace? If not the pace, at least the quality of play. In the left lane, we're asking, which power structure do you think would work for the Bucks? And the return lane, what's the longest you ever waited in line for something? And what was that thing? 414-799-1250. Or you can tweet us at 105.7FM, the fan, and get in on Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane. Let's go to the south side. Get in, Joel. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Joel?
Hey, what's up, guys? As far as the Bucks power structure, I think they need to do whatever Giannis wants. And I don't mean that he gets to pick the person or the people, but do whatever he's comfortable with. The NBA is so player-driven. Besides the Celtics with Brad Stevens and probably the Spurs with Pop, it's you identify teams by their players, and the Bucks finally have their guy. I don't think they've had a guy since Kareem. I mean, they've had some good teams, they've had good players, but they haven't had the guy since Giannis. And so it's not the NFL, the culture in the NFL, the Packers. I mean, Rodgers, they probably haven't done right by him, but he's not going anywhere. That's not the culture in the NFL. In the NBA, if guys aren't happy, they'll leave. So you got to make sure that Giannis is happy with whatever decision they decide. And so I don't know what that is, but you got to make sure that Giannis co-signs on it.
Thanks for the call. Question for both of you guys. How much, if you could put a percentage on it, how much does Giannis's satisfaction and approval with the next head coach and really how this organization is run weigh into your decisions if you're the decision makers at the Milwaukee Bucks?
I would have had him in the interview process in New York today for both of them. I don't see what it hurts. You're going to sit in here, and if you have questions, Giannis, throughout, go ahead and ask your questions. And if you coaches have questions for Giannis, go ahead and have the conversation. I want to see what the chemistry is like. I think that plays into it. I'm not saying, you know, Giannis needs to have final say, but I want to see what the chemistry is like between him and the two finalists. Does he get along better with one? Do they, the questions he asks, are the coaches able to answer the way, you know, Giannis feels is correct? Whatever. And then huddle with Giannis after both interviews and, all right, Giannis, what did you think? Was there one you like better than the other? Are you good with both? Is there anything that stuck out to you that you really liked or really didn't like? What do you got? I don't
see an issue with it. And I know players play, coaches coach, whatever. In this instance, like he said, you haven't had a player like this since Lou Alcindor. So from that standpoint, he should be a part of the process, I think. But I'm guessing he's probably not in New York and not part of the process, but I don't know for sure.
GE?
Yeah, players play, coaches coach.
That simple.
Yeah.
You don't think about it at all when you're making this decision.
No, he's not Michael Jordan. I mean, even Aaron Rodgers doesn't get that.
But some might argue Aaron Rodgers should get that. Some might argue that Giannis should get
that's
that.
That's what I'm saying. So even staying in that sport, who else? Anybody in the NBA get that?
Yeah, or LeBron. LeBron is the GM.
LeBron is it. Anybody else other than LeBron?
Not that I can think of. No.
Kobe probably had say, I'm guessing, in L.A. after Shaq was gone.
Yeah, probably.
He's the one that lobbied to bring Phil back and all that other stuff.
Yeah. Anybody else?
No.
No, they're few and far between.
Right. So there you go.
Let's go back.
How many small market teams in this league currently have a superstar?
That's a good point.
No, we're just doing the history of right now.
So I'm going to say this is a different situation.
Yeah.
This isn't L.A., New York, or Chicago.
Yeah.
You have to fight to keep him.
Yeah.
Or at least that's how you should view it.
Let's go back to the phones. Go to St. Francis. Get in Doug. You're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Doug?
What's up, Doug?
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm just going to state what I think is a fact, that Edens nor Lazary nor Fagan know how to run an NBA basketball team. We have a new arena being built. I like what they're doing on the business side with the Plaza, but those guys are totally clueless, right? I think Horst, to me, is unimpressive at this point. We had a terrible draft. Next year, we don't even have a first-round pick with a questionable trade for Bledsoe. But I think we start over. We bring in a strong general manager with some great NBA experience that builds the basketball team. And you get a coach that has a style and manages a bit around Giannis. I really don't think Giannis should be handling the basketball. I think you need a true point guard and you have Giannis cutting off the ball.
There's a lot of people around the NBA that agree with you. Thanks for the call. Quite a few people around the NBA, and they were saying the exact same thing for the last couple of years. When this whole point Giannis thing started, that it's fun for a couple of possessions or whatever a game, but don't even think about doing it full time like they're doing with Ben Simmons in Philadelphia or what LeBron does full time in Cleveland. I think that is a big deal. And that's the other thing, Gary. If you're Giannis, don't you want to have an idea of how said coach is going to plan on using you in an offense and how this is going to make your life easier or more difficult or how it's going to change going forward? And Giannis said Jabari's not going anywhere. I would think Giannis probably wants to know what their thoughts are on Jabari Parker going forward if he is a big fan of Jabari wanting to keep Jabari Parker. I don't see the downside of having him in this meeting. And if anybody on that basketball team that plays basketball with Giannis has a problem with it, then too bad. That's all I got to say about that. None of you are as important as him. fact.
Would agree with that, yeah. What's up, Rumdog?
No, nothing. I'm just... This is going to go back to conversations we have all the time when we talk about baseball.
Let's continue to have them.
Giannis should be the point forward in some games and not the point forward in others.
No, it's true.
It's all about matchups and what's going to work better against a given opponent. I don't... This thing about pigeonholing people into roles and positions and spots in a lineup or spots in a batting order or a pitching rotation or in a bullpen, it's becoming a thing of the past in baseball and across the world of sports to just say across the board, Giannis has a point forward, doesn't work. You need to get a true point guard who handles the ball. Well, that's true in some games against some opponents.
Look at the four teams that are still in the playoffs right now.
Mm-hmm. Warriors, Rockets, Cavs, and Celtics. Yes.
What do they really all have in common?
They make adjustments.
Well, they got a bunch of guys that do a bunch of different things.
Right.
LeBron James is a freak.
Yeah. And LeBron will do whatever he needs to do on a given night.
Everything.
Yeah.
Boston Celtics drafted two guys back to back, 6'7", 6'8". They look alike. They do everything. They play multiple positions. We don't even really need to talk about Golden State because I don't even know what Draymond Green does.
Almost chokeslammed James Harden yesterday to start the game.
Kevin Durant is a freak in his own right, right?
Yes.
And then you look at Houston, maybe more what you're looking for, but still you got CP3, who's also a shooter, and you got doggone Harding. I think he's like 6'5".
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is, and if you can get the perfect chemistry, it is about, seems like, just rolling the basketball out there and whatever happens, happens, and they kind of figure it out. That didn't seem to work in Milwaukee because I think you've got to have guys with that kind of mindset.
Well, you just didn't have
to give and take.
First of all, I don't think you had the right leader in terms of getting all these guys pointed in the right direction and in the same direction.
Right.
And B, you didn't have, as far as the schematics.
Rami, we didn't.
You didn't have it. You didn't have a set half-court offense. Your defense, Sparky has been telling you for years, was asking for too much of these guys when it was working. It was something that couldn't work on a night-in, night-out basis because it was just too much for them to keep up with and physically and to do that for 82 games. You just do what works based on your opponent, based on the situation. If Giannis works as a point forward in against a given opponent in a given situation, he's the point forward. And if it doesn't, cool. Have a point guard who can play point guard. It really, and I know it's not that simple, but at the end of the day, on the surface, it really is that simple. Don't get so hung up on labels and pitching and, I shouldn't say that, and pigeonholing guys into specific roles across the board when it comes to sports. That is going away. What is not going away is Gary's good friends over at the Jewelry Center, GE.
My good friend Dean Murray, he's the owner, 76 and Layton Plaza. New location, Brookfield off Blue Mountain Road, and a new location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin. And Dean is reaching out. He's expanding to help serve the people here and around the Milwaukee area. Dean's been in business for over 30 years, knows what it takes to make his customers happy. He's going to give you the most money for your old gold jewelry. If you walk in there, he's going to give you cash money right there on the spot. And, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not going to beat his prices anywhere. Anywhere. I guarantee that. And when you walk in the store, you need to tell Dean that Gary Lawson sent you. You get a significant discount on anything that you buy. I'll just mention any guys from the big show. Go check my good friend out right now, Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center, 76 and Layton Plaza, new location, Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, guys, and new location,
new,
Burlington,
new.
Wisconsin.
And why are you so depressed tonight? Anybody who think the Rockets going to win a game or win this series is an idiot.
You're declaring this a sweep
this
after one game?
This is over, Ernie.
There's no way you're going to beat the mighty Golden State Warriors. One or two guys taking all the shots.
No, you can't earn it. Listen, you just see this game. The Rockets can't beat them. Like I said, I picked the Warriors in five.
Can they win a game?
No, they're not going to win a game.
What if they just have the others hitting a couple shots, Harden, Paul goes off?
Hey, I picked the Warriors in five. I want to say I'm taking the Warriors in three.
Mike. That was the NBA on TNT last night. Shaq and Charles depressed, sad at the showing by the Houston Rockets in game one of that series because I think they were expecting what I'm expecting out of this series, which is, if nothing else, we all are pretty sure that it'll be the Warriors moving on. But if nothing else, we would get an entertaining series. Warriors handled the Rockets pretty well last night. But I don't know about you guys. I'm not ready to sit here and say it's going to be a sweep, or as Charles said, it'll be the Warriors in three. I still think that Houston will put up a fight. I think we're looking at five, maybe six games of entertaining basketball. And to be quite honest with you, I was pretty entertained by what I saw last night. The Warriors had a solid lead for most of the game, but just when you thought the Rockets were out, and to me that's what's going to be cool about this series, is no deficit is really a large deficit for these two teams because they can put up points fast, that the swings are what's going to make this entertaining. And I do still expect a fight from the Houston Rockets. How about you guys? And how about you at 414-799-1250?
I would agree. I think so. I think the Rockets aren't going anywhere. I think they get the next game. They're at home. I think they get that next game at home. Although, Golden State made it look easy, it felt like. And, you know, I know Leroy talks a lot about Draymond Green, but if you start looking at that team and if you want to know the pulse of that team is really Draymond Green. Now, he can't get kicked out of a game because if they do, they'll lose it. They'll lose a series. He means that much to that team. But he is really the pulse.
You think they'd lose to the Rockets without Draymond?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you ever talk about a glue guy, he is probably the best glue guy that we've ever seen of utmost importance. He sets the tone. He sets the pace. I mean, there's no other glue guy that calls up Kevin Durant and go, dude, what are you doing? We need more from you. Let's have it. And they get it. He comes out, punches Harden in the chest right away. And they ask him, after, why did you do that? He goes, I want to make sure we were ready to play.
Yeah, one more teeth fool. Yeah. You're going to be gone for a game.
Yeah, I want to make sure we were ready to play, that we didn't come out flat. So I'm raising the stakes. And no, you can't go buy that anywhere. Raising the stakes.
Gotcha. Remember? Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I think Houston still makes it a competitive series, but Golden State got too much. They're too good.
But it will still be a fight. It will still be a good series, right?
The thing is, man, that all they do is isolation ball, just pick and roll. Golden State, they got enough players to defend that. Houston's got to have other guys that's going to have to step up and do
something. That's true. And one thing that they were pointing out on the broadcast last night, and I saw a bunch of people complaining about it on Twitter, was that the offense seemed to stop once the ball got into James Harden's or CP3's hands. Been.
People haven't watched the Rockets all year. First
right,
time.
That's how it's always been.
This is what happens in the NHL, too. People don't watch their regular season, then tune in for the playoffs. And I think pretty much this same thing happens to the NBA, happens to college basketball. You don't watch a majority of the college basketball season, then you tune in for the first time and the conference tournaments and the NCAA tournaments. That's when you first start learning about these guys because you haven't paid attention all year. And that's what you have now. You have fans that haven't watched the Rockets all year, haven't seen how they play, and now are stunned that they play the way they play. And D'Antoni said it after the game. These people haven't watched us all year. This is how we play. We just got to do better on the job on the defensive side of the floor and doing what we're supposed to be doing, not giving Klay Thompson 15 three attempts. It's ridiculous. And I agree with D'Antoni. Look, Durant's going to get his. Whatever. I don't even care about Durant, but you can't allow everybody else on that team to get going. And the other thing that happened last night was what? Nick Young got going a little bit from outside, hit a couple threes. When that happens, it's like J.R. Smith for Cleveland. When those streaky shooters hit a couple of threes, get their confidence going, that helps. Houston didn't shoot the ball well. That's the first thing. As far as from three-point land, they were cold. By Rocket standards, they didn't shoot the ball well at all outside. They'll shoot better, I would assume, later in the series going forward. But even with that, I still don't think they're good enough to beat the Warriors in this series. I don't think the Warriors will sweep them, but they're not beating Golden State. Golden State's got too much. They just do.
Well, yeah. No, Golden State will win the series. Golden State's going to win the championship. We've known that since game one of the season tipped off.
Right.
There's not been a lot of mystery. I was just looking for a more entertaining ride there, and I'm still hoping we get it. I thought last night was good, but I'm looking for better from an entertainment standpoint from the rest of the Western Conference finals.
The mystery is in the East. That's the mystery. I mean, we thought it would be.
Well, no,
the Cavaliers.
I still think it will be.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Meaning that the mystery is in the East. We thought it would be the Cavaliers, but no. But the way the Cavaliers got here, by breaking a team apart and then assembling a new team. And then you look at Boston by, you know, if you look at Gordon Hayward and Kyrie, I mean, that's they took a very different path to get here.
Yeah, but really, I mean, I was picking LeBron to go to the finals. It had nothing to do with the guys around him. It had nothing to do with the moves that they made in the offseason, and what they did in the middle of the season did nothing to change my mind. I was picking LeBron to win the East.
So you're saying the guys around LeBron doesn't mean anything?
They mean very little. They mean next to nothing. Had they made no trades at the trade deadline, this team would be headed to the finals. Well, LeBron would be headed to the finals, carrying all those guys on his back. And he is going to lose his mind tonight. Watch him put it on the Celtics. For real.
I don't know. And if Isaiah Thomas is still on that team, he's going to chuck his shots. I don't care if LeBron's out there or not. Isaiah's getting his shots. I'd be interested to see if those guys were all still there and Jay Crowder was still, you know, mad at the whole situation, didn't want to be there. Isaiah Thomas didn't want to be there. How that whole thing would function. It was so dysfunctional, they had to blow that thing up. That's how bad it was.
It was bad.
And trust me, LeBron, I guarantee you, was behind blowing that thing up and saying, I can't win with these dudes. I don't care who you get me.
Yeah, he's the GM.
I can't play with these guys. Get me somebody else. This is going to stress me out. I'm going to have gray hair. Get rid of them. And they did, and they brought in some role players. And then
a lot of role players.
And then you go back to Hood, who I like. I liked him coming out of college. I liked him in Utah. I think he could be a good player. But this whole thing, and he apologized for refusing to go into a game in the playoffs.
What was that about?
You gotta be kidding me, dude.
Well, they were up 15 with just a couple minutes left, I believe.
I don't care.
I'm not
what
excusing
the score
it. Gary
was.
Asked what it was about. I'm just telling you what it was about.
I was about ready to lose my mind. You are gonna go into the game. I mean that can't happen. I just can't. That I'm guessing will follow him for a little while now, as far as other coaches that deal with this dude.
Do you guys agree with me about tonight in this game between the Celtics and the Cavs? We see.
Well, this is what we were saying about Giannis. Now LeBron's got to go get you 40 or 45.
Yeah, or have a hand in like 2/3 of their points, be it from an assist or an offensive.
Double.
Right, something like that.
Kevin Love must play well. Has to play well for them to win, I think.
Tristan Thompson's supposed to get to start tonight at center, mm-hmm. They're saying, so he can go against Horford. That was their that's Tyronn Lue's adjustment to the second game is to start now. Tristan Thomas, or at least to play him more than they played last time.
All the money he's making?
We'll see if that adjustment
works. What a waste
works.
Of money that is.
That was a big waste
Such
of money.
Such a waste of money.
But again, GM LeBron wanted him.
Well, he was in LeBron's camp,
I
his
know.
Agent.
But Steve.
That's what it is.
I get that, but how tall is he?
6'9", 6'10", something like that.
Look around the league. A lot of those jokers are being overpaid.
Yeah.
Well, big he man. Started
I mean,
this
you,
crap.
Yeah, but if you look at all the big men in the league that are just so-so there. All those guys are being overpaid.
And if you're looking for a new car and don't want to overpay, if you don't want the Tristan Thompson of cars, you go over to Gary's good friends.
At International Autos Hyundai.
Yes, sir.
Talk about my good friends over at International Autos Hyundai. They have two great locations in West Dallas and in Greenfield. Both stores offer award-winning customer service and amazing deals. If you live closer to Highway 100, go to Hyundai West Dallas. And see my good friend, Dan Richards. If you're on the south side and you're closer to South 27th Street, go see my good friend, John, Dylan, Devin, and Gary. No matter what store you choose, make sure you tell them that I sent you, that Gary Ellison sent you. Are you a veteran? Right now, you can get an additional $1,000 rebate at either store. Both stores are run by former Marines. John and Dan both served in the Marine Corps. There is no better place for a veteran to go than to a store ran by veterans and that give extra discounts to them. International Autos Hyundai. Remember, two locations, Hyundai West Dallas on Highway 100 and Arthur Avenue and Hyundai Greenfield on South 27th Street, just north of College Avenue. Make sure you tell them that I sent you. That will be I, Gary Ellerson.
Is that who you are?
Yeah.
Good to know. You guys remember the blue dress, gold dress controversy
a few months ago?
Yeah, there's another one. Only this one is audio, where people are hearing different things in the same soundbite.
Well, just listen
to the
Big Show.
Is this the Yanni one?
Yeah, we're going to try and settle it next, right here on the Wendy's Big Show. We won't.
I had a Yanni CD.
But we'll try.
Back in the day.
We'll be right back.
It's true.
I don't know how we're friends. Bulfording Beer! A high-quality beer from the country of Luxembourg. The number one selling beer in Luxembourg and Milwaukee's new favorite import. It's a family-owned brewery. They've been brewing it to the same high standards since 1764. It's a rare craft import made in small batches, and I'm telling you, there's nothing else like it on the market. A premium quality beer due to superior ingredients. 100% natural ingredients and fresh spring water are only used in the production of Bofording, and its three varieties available in the United States. The Pilsner, the Triple, and the Fruit. The Pilsner, light, crisp, refreshing, yet has a lot of great flavor. That's their flagship beer, and it is damn good. But my favorite is the Bofording Triple, because it's strong. Like 8% alcohol by volume strong, yet unbelievably smooth and drinkable. Very rare. It can get you in trouble, so enjoy it, but enjoy it responsibly. And then you got Bofording Fruit, which is made with real fruits, cherries, plums, and blackberries, unlike majority of fruit beers, which provides a superior taste. Don't believe me? Well, go and try Bofording beer at Cafe Benelux, Cafe Hollander, Cafe Bavaria, Cafe Central, Sport Club, Newport Shores, or the Stilt House, where it is available on draft. That's Bofording Beer. It's also available at Total Wine & More, two locations in Brookfield and in Greenfield.
That Cafe Benelux?
Yes, sir.
I think you can bring your dog there.
Really? I love dog bars.
Yeah.
Big fan of dog bars. There are a bunch of those
Benelux
in Bayview.
Yeah, I think
nice.
You can bring your dog
there. All right, I'm just going to play this for you guys real quick. We have like a minute left in the show.
Yeah.
And you just tell me what you hear, okay? People are having a dispute as to what they are hearing in this soundbite that I'm about to play you.
Laurel. Laurel.
Gary, what did you hear?
Laurel.
Sparky, what did you hear?
Laurel.
I heard.
How are people hearing anything other than that? There's a debate as to whether or not that voice is saying Yanni or Laurel. And people are hearing people are hearing different things. Mike,
Yanni.
Did you hear anything different?
Yanni.
He's saying Laurel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
L-A-U-R-E-L.
It's
Laurel.
It's everywhere. The whole internet is fighting about this now. It's the new blue dress versus the gold dress, which was very obviously a blue dress. But I don't understand these things or how they happen or how they work or how they go viral. Everybody here is hearing Laurel. I don't understand it. Our thanks to D. Orlando Ledbetter of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and Mike Farron of SiriusXM Radio and D-backs pre- and post-game. Speaking of pre-game, I'll be back with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck show, built by Ozinga at 7:30 for Gary, Sparky, Leroy,
My wife just called. She said it's young.
And Turnots. I'm Robbie. Right. Saying thanks for listening.
Bye. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.